All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the In Your Heart podcast. Today, I'm joined by none other than Mike Michalowicz, author of Profit First and his latest book, Fix This Next. I finished my first read through. I'm like almost done my second read through of Fix This Next. And I love it, man. It's the roadmap for business. It shows you every stop along the way and how to decide where you're going to, which stops you're going to take along the road to, getting where you're going. And it's really helped me put into perspective coming back from the COVID-19 shutdowns and everything. All right, where am I focusing my energy? What am I going to attack next? And how am I going to do it? So, Mike, what do you want to tell us about your book?
Well, Joe, thanks for having me on your show. And I'm so thrilled you're doing it. Yeah, so I wrote that book because I sent out an email to my readership. This is about 5 years ago. It takes me a while to write a book. And I said, what's the challenges you're facing this year in front of you? I sent that email out like four times in the same day, totally by accident. So the same people got them. Some people got annoyed. Some people wrote back with different answers. The same guy said, throughout the day, different challenges for the year in front of him. Like in the morning, it was like, we have a sales problem. They said, we actually have a hiring problem. Oh, no, wait, it's a marketing problem. No, it's a systems problem. It became very clear that the biggest challenge entrepreneurs have is knowing what their biggest challenge is. That was the inception for the book.
And it is. It really is challenging sometimes, especially as an entrepreneur. I have no background in business myself. I don't know how much of me. I own a CrossFit gym. So
nice.
I got into it because all the best dudes in my industry say, dude, profit first is the way to go. So
nice.
I knew zero about cash flow. When you started describing like bottom line accounting, I was like, yeah, that's me. That's why I'm not making any money. Okay, cool. So I put profit first in place. And I got to tell you, man, the one thing I wanted to tell you is I literally feel like I owe it to you that I'm still in business after all the crazy events for this year. I put profit first in place towards the end of 2019 before any of this stuff that nobody could
have. Oh, thank God. Good job, man.
And man, you know, when I got shut down, I was like, okay, cool. I know how much cash flow I know. I know how long I can survive. I knew how to manage my money. And I actually switched it over to my personal finances. And that's
nice.
Man, I feel like I owe you so much. And in terms of that, coming back now, it's been a mess. You know, I've lost employees because the whole thing, some people aren't ready to come back. There's all kinds of other situations going on in the world that are affecting people. So with that, I pretty much came back to a point where it's just me and my wife again, and we're getting ready to, we still want to push forward. So we're like, what systems do we have in place? Who are we going to hire to do what jobs, and exactly what part of that of our business is that impacting so that we can create the best plan just to get this thing rolling to where we don't have to put in those 80-hour weeks anymore. And I think that's really good, having an idea of what you need to focus on, having an idea of where do I need to work and where do I need somebody else to work, and how do I attack this problem. I mean, Fix This Next has given me a really clear vision of that in a lot of ways.
Yeah, I love it. I think a lot of business owners, when they go back into their business, you know, we're not in the Great Recession, we're in the Great Reinvention this time. Things are gonna be different. And I think most of us go back into our business saying, I got to take care of everything. And we try to do everything, which then overwhelms us because we do all the different elements partially, half-assed basically, and it collapses. So the question is, what is the one vital need our business has? Meaning, what's the one most important thing we can do? In Fix This Next, I share, it's called the Business Hierarchy of Needs, the five levels of business needs. Foundationally, we need sales. If there's no sales, the business isn't breathing. You know, cash is king. We need money coming in, but we don't need to keep on creating more and more money, because more and more sales alone, while helpful, is not the solution. Sales does not cure everything. We need to be able to do what you did, extract profit, because that brings stability. Because when will the next problem happen? I don't know. I just know there will be a next problem. So we need that runway. Then there's a thing called order, which is the creation of efficiency, where there's no dependency on the owner and so forth. So what we do with the Business Hierarchy of Needs within Fix This Next is we pinpoint very simply, where does our business need the majority of our attention? All those elements plus others are playing out at all times in our business. We have to sustain those, but only one area can have the most important need at the moment. That's the definition of most, one thing. That's the area where we concentrate our efforts in resolving it. Once that's resolved, the other things, we keep the plate spinning, but then we focus our energy on the next resolution. And by doing this, we start moving forward very effectively.
Absolutely. Yeah, for me personally, like I started my business, it was my get out of the army plan, right? I was a service member for about 10 years. I started planning, like, okay, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to be the master of my own time more than anything else. So I started planning. I'm like, I love CrossFit. I wanted to open a CrossFit gym. So I planned it out. But all I knew was I love CrossFit. And I know how to work like 80-hour weeks. So I can totally, you know, I'm already used to that. So I can totally run my own business. I got started. And what did I think? I was like, what do I need? I need to make more money. I need to make more money. I need to make more money. I need to raise my prices. I need to get more people through the door. And I started doing that and doing that and doing that. And I kept thinking to myself, I was exactly the guy you describe in all your books, sitting there at the end of the month, like, okay, well, I made enough this month to buy a pizza. That's cool. Maybe I'll actually get a paycheck next month. And it wasn't until I started that I had like an epiphany when I read that, you know, as my business grows, my overhead is going to grow with it. And that really put me in a perspective that I'm like, okay, that's like the moment it all clicked when I was like, okay, so if I don't have the money allotted to pay those things, then I don't actually need those things. And I can focus my attention on everything else that's going on. And that's where I think Fix This Next comes in really good. Like, I'd recommend it for anybody who just read Profit First. And I don't know how you'd recommend it to them, but for me, it worked out really well. Getting that piece under control allowed me to chop up all those separate bank accounts and say, here's all the different parts of my business that need to be addressed. Which one's important? Let me go to that one, and then the next from there, and so on.
Yeah, they work in parallel. So, you know, with Profit First, it's interesting. What I found is, say I had $1,000 come into my bank account today. I used to say, oh my gosh, I got $1,000. Where can I use this? And I start accounting for my head. I could spend it on a new piece of equipment. Maybe I could, that could be a payroll for an employee for a month, and I start spending it. With Profit First, what we do is when money comes in, we actually pre-allocate it to its use. So we divide it up. Some of it goes to profit, reward the business owner, you, for starting the business. Some of it goes to reserve for our tax liabilities that are going to be coming. Some of it goes to the operations of the business and so forth. So $1,000 comes in, I don't have $1,000 to spend in the business. And maybe it's $300. So it starts changing our perspective. Then once you know what you really have to run your business, Fix This Next is a good complement, because now it's like, well, where should I concentrate? We have a hiring issue right now, so the $300 should be allotted toward that. Or we have an efficiency issue through technology. Maybe we need to actually bolster our registration system or our computer equipment or get a new piece of gym equipment. Or maybe it's a sales issue, which means I have a marketing issue. Maybe I can use this $300 for some form of marketing, a referral program of some sort. So what it allows us to do is pinpoint where that money is best suited.
And it's just great looking at things like that. Like I was listening to it on my way in this morning. It was early.
I love that you listen to it. That's awesome.
5 a.m. Yeah, I'm an audiobook guy.
That's like, how I am too. I love it.
I just don't have the attention span to read words on paper most of the time. But on my way in this morning at like 5 a.m., I was like, all right, I'm talking to Mike today. Let me kick on the book. Let me get something fresh in my mind. And I got it perfect, man. We were talking about the feedback loop. And you were talking about how in the gas station bathrooms, they push the button for the smiley face to determine
if
it was gross or not. And I was starting to think to myself that I was like, how can I do that in my business? You know what I mean? It's a little different. Like, I mean, somebody's just going to come out and be like, yo, Joe, your bathroom's gross, because I'm going to be right there. Like, you know, I don't have a janitor on call or anything like that. But I was thinking today, I was writing programs, you know, for some of my members, you know, their workouts for Saturday. And so in the one little box, the software I use, it gives me the option to have them put in a result as an emoji, like a smiley face, neutral face, negative face. And so I was like, let's test the waters with that same concept and be like, how are you feeling this week?
You know, I love that. Absolutely. I love that you're doing it. You see, what you're doing now is you're thinking outside the confines of the walls, right? So customers come in, they're not coming in to be in that space alone. They're coming in for that experience, but they're also coming in for the long-term benefit. So when they leave the CrossFit gym, how are they feeling throughout the week? The funny thing is, by having that confirmation loop, is when they say, you know, say they work out in the morning, they're at the 6 a.m. workout, now it's 12 noon, and they're getting a thing saying, hey, how's your energy today? Did the workout support you? When they affirm that or not, you'll have good feedback for your business. But secondly, when they say, yeah, great workout, guess what's on their mind? Working out. They'll probably talk to their friend says, hey, how are you feeling today? They say, you know, I'm actually feeling pretty good. I was just thinking about my workout. Oh, where do you work out? CrossFit. I work at Joe's Place. Oh my gosh. It actually becomes a good marketing piece. So the nice thing about experiential businesses, that's what I argue you have, where the experience is in a time frame, you can extend outside of that moment by doing things like you suggested. I love that you're doing that.
Absolutely. And to caveat that a little bit, and also I told my wife, man, you know, I was listening to Mike McAllowitz's new book, and I guess I got to go back now and read the 7 love languages. I don't know, when I was in the Army, the chaplains at the retreats and like every, like, you know, we're business partners too. So counseling is crucial when your wife's your business partner, you know?
Yeah, totally.
But everyone we go to, there's like the 7 love languages, the 7 love languages. And I'm just like,
well, the good news is only it's called the 5 love languages. So you're safe.
Okay.
Yeah, it makes it easier. There's 2 you can ditch. But that book was actually, for my marriage, was life-changing. I argue my wife and I think that's the best tool we have in our partnership as married partners.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to go back and read it now because you recommended it.
There you go. Thanks, brother. Your wife will thank you for it.
All right. Well, that means she's going to read it too. But so, Mike, in the situation that has been 2020, and I think that's the only way I can describe this year as a situation.
Yeah.
It certainly has been that. And right now, with businesses starting to reopen, some places looking at, well, we reopened and things haven't gone good, so what do we do now? You know, and then just with every other thing that's gone on, that's changing the business world right now, what is one advice that you would give to business owners just across the board?
Ask customers, how can we serve you now? In 2008, we had the Great Recession. 2020 is the great reinvention. Business will shift. We won't return to how it was exactly in the past. There'll be a new flavor of it. Maybe it's still at your facility, but maybe there's new safety measures, or maybe there's an extension or a blend of virtual versus physical. I don't know. But the customer does know. They don't know the solution, but they know what they need. So what I do with my customers, and I think every business should, is asking them regularly, I'm here to serve you, but how can I serve you now? What's the challenges you're facing now? What are ideas you have for me? As an example, you know, I write business books. I emailed my readership on March 15th, right when this was breaking out. And I said, how do you need me now? Or how can I serve you now? And the feedback I got wasn't what I expected. You know, I write business books. I expected, like, you know, I need to know how to market. I need to know how to manage cash in this situation. The number one piece of feedback was, my confidence is shaken. I'm afraid this is going to be very bad. I need confidence. I was like, oh my gosh. So for the first time ever, I don't do self-help. I started researching out kind of the self-help industry and how you gain confidence. And we made this package that we delivered to our readership pretty quickly. Something that's a little bit off center of what I typically do. And maybe that's the new normal. Maybe the mental aspect of entrepreneurship, it's become more prevalent for the work I do. I know I wouldn't have discovered if I didn't ask. So the number one thing all of us business owners must do is start asking and keep asking how we can serve our customers in this new environment.
Absolutely. I mean, that's one thing that I always like to ask people is, how can I help you? That's one of the first questions that I always try to ask people. It's like, great, what question. Can I do to help you? You know, and I think that's great. And I think that's, you know, that's going to be the ever-changing principle, what people need from us as entrepreneurs. But the question, I guess, is always going to be the same. What can I do for you? Whatever the weather is, whatever the situation. Mike, it's been great having you on today again, sir. An honor and a privilege. Anybody, contact info, plugs, shout-outs you'd like to give before we cut it here?
Sure. So the best place to get started is fixthisnext.com. That's my newest book. It works with Profit First, works with all the books I've written. So go to fixthisnext.com. I set up a free eval, so you can go there right now. You can evaluate your CrossFit business or whatever business you have. It'll pinpoint what your business needs from you. It's free, no downloads. You get access to it immediately. And that's fixthisnext.com. And Joe, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate this.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Mike. Anytime. Hopefully, we'll get to talk again in the future. Maybe when the next book comes back out. But Fix This Next, everybody. If you own a business, if you're thinking about owning a business, pick it up, read it. And also, you know what? Buy Profit First at the same time, because it's going to help you get paid from day one and not feel like you're on an endless treadmill. Mike, thank you again. Have a great afternoon, sir. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. Be well, brother. Bye-bye.